This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Every 12 years, Louisiana's legislature goes through a shakeup when a large number of legislators are termed out. The cycle started in 1995 when voters passed a constitutional amendment limiting state lawmakers to 3 terms, each 4 years long.
This is the second wave of term limits elections. So the first wave was in 2007. Now, 12 years later, we're in 2019.
Pearson Cross is an associate professor of political science at UL Lafayette. This October, every legislative seat is up for re-election. More than 30% of lawmakers are term limited, meaning they can't run again for their current seat.
Many of those people are more moderate than the people they'll be replaced by.
Cross says he expects the legislature, already controlled by Republicans, to steer more conservative. Barry Irwin, president of Council for a Better Louisiana, says the political discourse in the legislature will depend on who's elected governor.
I think that will set the tone to a large degree in terms of partisanship or not.
Democrat John Bel Edwards is running for his second term as governor against 2 Republican challengers, Congressman Ralph Abraham and businessman Eddie Rasponi. Irwin says the legislative session, which wrapped last week, was largely influenced by lawmakers who weren't necessarily interested in sticking their neck out with an election right around the corner.
So I think what you saw is people kind of keeping their head low, not doing anything really wild on super hot button issues, passing a pay raise, having a budget that takes care of some things that people feel good about, and then just going home.
Voters will head to the polls on October 12th, with any necessary runoffs slated for November. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.